Blog Talk Radio. I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face but a brand new smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making big moves. See if love found me, it can surely find you. See it.
Hello, 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 hello. Total Empowerment Radio. Can you believe it's been a month already? Back again, back again, back again. I hope everyone in the listening audience is doing well today. We have a hot topic as usual. I'm going to actually introduce my co-guest, co-host, Mr. I reference him as Ed Realness Holloway, my guest co-host. Ed Realness Holloway. Let me bring him in so we can get this thing started.
Hey,
I'm there?
Online.
All right, you're online. Hey. You're online. How you doing, Mr. Ed? The Realness Holloway. I didn't give you a name. Did you notice that?
Gave me a real name, huh?
I had to give you a title and a name. Welcome. We're going to have fun tonight, isn't that right, Ed?
Oh, yeah, we're going to have lots of fun tonight.
Well, we already have calls waiting, but why don't we tell everyone what we're talking about? Can you just give them the title? What's the subject?
Okay, tonight we're going to be talking about co-parenting and, you know, the difference between a mother parenting and a father parenting, or, you know, or both parents, or how you was raised.
That's
how
right.
How do you pass that How do you pass that along to your kids and how they pass that along to their kids?
So thank you, Ed. So let me kind of set the scene before we go into our discussion. So I titled it Parenting. There's no rule book, but we do have our opinions. And I think could be the most, it's a true statement. There's no rule book. Technically, there's not supposed to be a right or wrong way to do it. But we definitely have an opinion of what's right and what's wrong. And, Ed, I got to let everyone know, you came to me, it's been a month ago because it was the day after the other show. So it was back in early July you came and you said, you know what, I have a topic for you. And you said parenting. And when you said it, it was like bells went off in my head. Ding, 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 ding. That's it. That's what we need to talk about. And we started throwing out topics. We started talking about not just co-parenting, but we started talking about things like something as simple as when another adult is introduced to the child. And one, of course, when is it too soon and all that, but something as small as what is the title? If you're looking at this person, this new man or this new woman, to be your mate, and you're looking at it in a situation where, you know what, we're serious, we're going to get married, he cares about my children, I care about him, we're going to do this blended family thing, what do I tell my child to call him? Is it Mr. something something? Is that too formal? I can't say uncle because she's going to be confused. So, you know, we started with that. You know, Ed, so give me your feedback on something at that level of things. It's just as far as what the older folks may say, that's respect. That person needs to be a Mr. or Mrs. or something. You don't just say their first name, but give me your experiences and give me your opinion on that, Ed.
Right. Well. Coming from a older household and from a southern household, we were always taught, man. It didn't matter if, you know, mama had a new man or it was my uncle or just somebody on the street, an uncle on the street, we still gave a man his wish. I think it's missing from society today is why our kids are so misguided and wild like how they are now, because they missing that structure that our elders had taught us when we was the youth. So
okay.
you know, introducing a kid to a new person, yes, I would still expect you to call him Mr. or Mrs. I would expect that. Yes,
mm-hmm.
my kids, yeah.
You know, I had, I kind of do like a people poll the whole month while we're planning our segments, and I had someone tell me, well, you start them off as Mr. or Mrs., and then you allow that child to build a bond and build a connection. So eventually they say, can I call you such and such? Is it okay if I call you this? You know, and let that come from the child, but it's still level of respect that you started off with, and then it turns into a term of endearment that the child creates. This particular person calls her father figure Boo Daddy. So, you know, it started off with Mr. So-and-so, and now it's like Boo Daddy. You know, so you allow the child to feel when it needs to be. You don't go in and say, this is Papa John. Call him Papa John, you know. Would you agree with
right.
that?
Right, right. I do. And if I had to call somebody Papa John, I'd be expecting a pizza somewhere. So if I had to call somebody Papa John, but and some views I do agree with that because, I mean, that's a whole nother round when you letting your kid make those type of decisions
mm-hmm.
to drop that Mr. title from that or make a nickname. Or that older person, that's like a touchy line to me. Because if you're old enough to decide, well, hey, I'm not going to call him his proper title, Mr. or Mrs. no more. You might start thinking you're old enough to make other type of decisions.
Been on me, but I understand what you're saying. I think depending on how it's done and how it's said and if they're asking for permission and that adult person says, you know what, that's okay. But if that adult person says, no, I don't like that, keep the mister, then they need to keep the mister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True. And it's the child
okay.
at the end of the day.
That is true. Another thing that we spoke about, and callers, I see you waiting. I will definitely get to you. However, if you want to join in the discussion, be sure that you're pressing 1. So I know that you want to join in the discussion. I was called out and somebody told me I was picking up calls and they didn't want to be in the discussion. So I'm going to play fair with you. I'm going to play fair.
Oh,
but if you want to join in the discussion, be sure to hit the number 1. All right, another topic that we spoke about, hit the 1. Another topic that we spoke about before we go to the Karen event, another topic that we spoke about was actually dating. Now, I am one that has a experience and testimony in the subject. So my idea, and I've been transparent all these months. I'm not going to stop now. Y'all be learning all of my business the first Thursday of the month. We just going to keep going with telling Angie's business. So with that being said, I am one who I see dating and when to introduce the person that I'm dating. I may see it a little different than most people, Ed. Let me explain. Now, I know previously I've heard people that was dating, they wouldn't introduce the person they're dating till they were, like, ready to make a big drastic step, whether they're ready to move in together, whether they're ready to get married. It was like they kept this person almost in a closet, so to say, you know, kept it a secret, you know, until they felt like there was a level of commitment that the child had to know this person because they were either going to move them in or they were either going to get engaged and, you know, whatever. And even before I got divorced, I had a conversation with a best friend, actually, lived in Georgia. And she was explaining to me her take on it, and I kind of agree with her. She said, you know, when you just kind of spring the person you're dating on your child at that late in the game, when it's so serious, you are more than likely to come almost ignore those things that may be a problem for your child, because you're all in now. I'm in with both feet. I'm loving you. We booed up all these months. Now I'm introducing you, and now the way you talk to my child, I overlook it because we got to work this out because we're so far gone. So for me. You know, for me, my child, you know, Kendall, my only baby,
KD was up there.
She's important to me. That's right, KD. She's important to me. And so part of me recognizing and understanding if this person is compatible is seeing how they interact with my baby. Now, as
right.
a mother, I'm going to use judgment. I'm going to use wisdom. And I'm going to be sure that I'm not just bringing any Joe Blow, but I'm not going to have any Joe Blow know where I live at anyway.
Right.
So with that being said, how do you feel about that, Ed? How do you feel about a female who's dating, introducing the person she's dating to, let's say, and if it's okay to use your example, to your children?
Okay.
And before you give your answer, let everybody know, you know, who you are. You have children, you don't have children, what's your situation?
Yes, I do have kids, two big heads, little boys, which are twins, and I love them dearly. And they look just like me, so there's no Maury test for me, because I'm sure they're mine. Both of my kids are slightly autistic, which is a whole nother discussion by itself, but I have learned with these two spirits that God has given me to be patient, and that every child is not the same, especially when it comes to learning. They are not the same, and parenting is a two-way street. When you're parenting, you also have to learn from the kids as well. You're not just teaching them.
We're getting a little feedback wherever you're at, Ed. We're getting a little feedback.
Oh, all right. Hold on. I'm sorry.
While you're relocating, I'm going to bring in this call that's been waiting, and then we're going to have you pick up right where you left off. Let's see who this is. Caller, you've been holding, and thank you for holding, and who are we speaking with? Hello, caller?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
This is Dorian. How you doing?
Hello. Well, I'm outnumbered tonight, y'all ladies. Where y'all at? I got two guys on the phone. Lord, help me.
Hey.
Hi, Dorian.
Dorian,
you're on the line with me and Ed, who's co-hosting tonight. And
you
called and chime in.
Right, I was listening.
You were listening. So why don't you pick up right where we kind of paused Ed at. We're going to hear his story in a minute. But what do you think about, and Dorian, just make sure I'm giving the right information. You have a daughter, correct?
The parenting part, being a young father myself and having an 8-year-old daughter, I would agree with your best friend from Georgia about the you don't want to just spring it on your child too late, but you also don't want to spring it on the child too early. I think you have to find the right time. Being a man is kind of different because we're the leader and we have to go out and find our woman, so we're pretty much responsible if we want to be with someone or not. Like, we decide that. You know, we put women through a lot, you know. So we actually pretty much premeditate if we already want to be with someone or not. So once we make that decision, then we in the midst of making that decision, you have to decide, do you want that person to come around your child or not? But for the most part, men, we're not going to bring a person around who would know. Me having a daughter, I wouldn't bring a person around who I know has certain characteristics that wouldn't go with being a second mother to my daughter.
He done put us in a whole nother subject and topic. Men being the lead. I like it, though. It sounds good. I haven't heard it in a while. It sounds real good. So you're saying, Dorian, let me make sure I have this clear. You're saying that it has to be just a balance. You can't bring the man or the female. You can't bring, in your case, the female around too early, but you can't bring her around too late where you all live,
you
right?
Yeah, because
so,
they have to grow with the child. Like you said, that the relationship has to develop, but, like, you don't want to just, you know, pop a person on your child, like your best friend from Georgia, then you're about to get married. Your child will be like, well, who's this?
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't also want to, like, you know, be so head over heels in love that your child doesn't even like the person. Like, they meet them, then there's no click because, you know, children, you know, they're our angels, so they speak from an innocent heart. So, they like, if they don't like you, it's because they're speaking from anointing, you know what I mean? And they're not going to lie.
So, Brother, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Brother. When is too soon, or too late, too late?
Mm-hmm.
Well, me personally, I operate things out for a certain amount of months. My last experience, it was around the second or third month when I was like, okay, I can pretty much see what I have in these 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
So 2 or 3 months.
It's women I have, but it's all based off if you, as a man, remember, man, he pretty much knows if he's going to be with that person or not. So I already knew within those 2 or 3 months, pros and cons, I was going to decide to be with this person. Now, it's girls that I've been with and talked to and dated for years that still have never met my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What you think?
Okay.
I mean, you know, if a person show you who they are, you have to believe it.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay, so off of that, I'm a feed off of that. So, do you let your daughter dictate who you be with, or who you stay with, or you say no, because my daughter don't like him, I'm not going to ride with him.
Well, to tie that into what one of the conversations you were having when you said children don't have structure, right?
Right.
All right. But children also have voices where the older people who are given structure or society, they're not listening to them. So if my daughter or any child says they don't like this person, instead of saying, well, no, I'm going to be with them, I don't care, I'm an adult, how about why?
Okay.
Why you
don't
like that person? What is it that you see with your innocent spirit that I might not see?
Word. Yeah, I can dig that, bro. I can dig that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, I've had the situation where my why was answered with, because. So I think, because.
But then
it was, because he's not my dad. So for me, it was a brick wall right then and there. If he's not daddy, he's not good enough. So for me, it was, you know, having to talk to Kendall and just have to say, you know, I understand what you're saying. I hear you, but, you know, this is where we're at right now, and you got to give this person a chance. But you have some kids who aren't going to be happy with anyone. They will be they will be happier to see you alone.
That's true.
For me, that was hard because I wanted to please her. You know, and I wanted her to be in a situation, an environment, in a setting that she was comfortable in, being that it was a change in her family structure. But on the same token, I wanted to be happy, and I'm also looking at it like, girl, you got about 6-7 more years under my roof, and in about 3, you ain't even want to be around me. You know, so it's really a sticky situation, you know.
Right.
Have you guys, well, from a male's perspective, have anything to say on that?
It definitely is a sticky situation because I mean you wanna honor your kids, you know, wishes, because when you get old, they're gonna take care of you. So you can't just say supposedly, right. But you can't just say, hey man, whatever you say is non-void and it don't mean nothing to our relationship, because just like my coworker Zerika said today, and I hope she's listening. What's up, Z? Thanks for that, for the future hand that you gave me, dude. But just like my coworker Z said today, you have to. I lost my train of thought. You had to listen to your kids. So when you get a relationship with me, you're in a relationship with my kids as well. It's like a package deal.
Right.
So even if my kids say they don't like you, of course I'm going to ask why. And if they say, hey, that's not mom, I mean, really, what can you do with that? Either you're going to roll with your kids or you're going to roll with your heart.
Or
you
could take the
or,
because
I got an or too. Go ahead, Dorian. What's your or?
Or you could take the time to start reevaluating the situation. Just start paying attention to certain things. Because when you deal with someone, right, they're going to be signs anyway that we tend to ignore as people when we yearn for certain things to why we end up being with that person or not being with that person. Just
right.
That the children's spirit might see it. They might not know how to explain it, but they might see it. So you have to start paying attention to certain things just to, you know, see, you know, most relationships fail due to communications and expectations. So as
Word.
Your children, we have, as our children, we have to be able to communicate and expectate with them. Like, my daughter told me, I ain't want my daddy to be with nobody. I want you all to myself. Then I told her, well, you know, this is my plan. After I get my bachelor's degree, I want to get me a girlfriend. And I, you know, we kept talking about it. Then after a while, she's like, you know what, Daddy, I think it's time for you to get somebody. But that's only because I left that line of communications and expectations open.
Right, right. Definitely understand.
And y'all know daddies can do no wrong anyway. So we're not even another topic.
I had someone that my daughter could not stand. But as I took the time to reassess the situation and say, well, let me see what her little innocent spirit see that I don't see. I'm like, you know what? I'm happy that I was able to see these things that my daughter saw, and to save us the trials and tribulations and the heartbreak and all that stuff, I was able to see it and it didn't work out, and it didn't work out on good times.
Right.
But if my daughter would never say, I don't like her, this, this, that, and the third, I probably would never have took the time to think and want to look.
That's true. Because she brought out something that you wasn't seeing.
Exactly. And that's what happened. That's what we tend to do as we, the older we get and we yearn for certain things, we tend not to pay attention to the caution label or the fragile label. You know what I mean?
Right.
To learn how to handle certain packages.
Right, right. And let me say this, bro. It feels so refreshing to hear another brother talk about he take the time to listen to his kids and honor their opinion, because most of my friends that are males, whatever they say goes.
There's no
bargaining, there's no listening to this and that and this and that. It's, if daddy say what it is, it's what daddy say. I do want to applaud you, bro, because that's a rarity that a father would take the time. Not saying that fathers don't do it, but as far as relationship-wise and moving on, they take the time to honor their kids' opinion, man. So that's really speaking volumes about yourself, bro. So, yes,
yeah,
I will applaud you.
I appreciate that. Real quick, I want to give a little background, and I can tie it into what the, one of the topics y'all brought up, but the children. All right. When you said children don't have no structure, that's the reason why I listen to children and I work with children, because it's not that, you know, we all live in some very difficult times, but don't think that those children don't want structure or want somebody to say, go in the house while you're outside it so late. Because I come from that lifestyle. I was once a little children. Like, I tell people, I was raised by a village. I got just a bunch of different people that God placed in my life to help take care of me. My parents, neither mother or father, not around. And that's also a blessing in disguise, because I could have learned negativity from my mother and father. But instead, I learned something else from different people from different walks of life. So that the things that our generations to come are doing is not because that's how they are. That's what they're being taught, or for lack of not being taught. They don't know no better.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
I can agree with that, then.
If you're on hold and you want to join in the conversation, just press 1. Dorian, I'm going to put you back on hold, but do you have anywhere to go? Can we come back to you?
Yeah, you can just come back
Dorian?
To me. Yeah, you can come back to me if you want.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold so you can continue listening. We'll probably pick you back up in a little bit. Thank you so much for your input.
Cool.
Thank you. All right.
Well, that was a great conversation, would you say, Ed?
Yeah, yeah, it was. That's how we get the blood flowing right there, baby. That's how we get that blood flowing.
That's how we start it off,
I'm talking
right?
about. Yeah, that's how we kick it off.
Oh, you know, I'm definitely going to go back to Dorian so he can let the people know who he is and what he does. I didn't give him an opportunity to do that. But I do want you to take a moment and share with everyone what your profession is and what service you can offer them.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm currently, right now, a massage therapist down at the best spa in Baltimore City. Scratch that, on the East Coast. Scratch that in the whole nation. Scratch that probably in the whole world. Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa. You can come down there, get all your spa needs, hair, nails, facial, massage. We also do classes. We do custom packages for you and your friends. If you want to have a girls' night out, guys' night out, whatever you want to do, we do it all. And yours truly is the massage therapist down there, along with Christine Stewart, my right-hand man. So once we get in there, we do couples massages as well. Whatever you need, you can come right down 519 North Charles Street. Come meet the
family.
Sounds
great. Thank you, Ed. And for all of y'all who are either on the internet listening to us or saw the post on Facebook, as you can see, Ed and I like to have fun. Simple Wellness
oh,
is
yeah.
a fun place to be. So just a little plug for Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, where we get paid for doing our passion because we love what we do. All right,
Word.
Well, back to this topic. We have another caller that want to come in, but before we bring that caller in, Ed, I want you to bring those people that I'll say maybe hiding under a rock or so, because anytime I know something that's going on in the media and the news, if someone does not know, they got to be under a rock, because I don't even watch
okay,
the
okay.
So we know if I keep up on it, it must
oh,
be
man.
News, right?
Right, it's some news. It's some news.
So bring people up to speed with, and then, you know, use the celebrity names just in case they want to Google it, and we have an audience of all different ages, but explain from kind of beginning to where we're at now, the situation with this quarantine situation going on in the media.
Okay, I give you a perfect example. Today, it did get a little heated in the spot today because we were talking about the Sierra and Future and Russell Wilson situation right now.
Well, we got to start there for the people. What is the situation?
Okay, Sierra and Future, they were together and had a baby. But they're not together anymore, but now Sierra has the baby around Russell Wilson. After
Russell Wilson
I don't know
is
how
a football player, correct?
Football player, right, for the Seahawks,
yeah.
If you didn't know. I don't know how long it took for them to break up and this what happened, but the media and other people in the community seem to be, I'm not going to say, yeah, I'm going to say it, half-sided on this situation because some people were saying, okay, Future messed up, so what's the problem? Other people were saying it's too soon for her.
Let's tell this piece. The baby is 12 months at this time, right? 12-month-old, 1-year-old.
1-year-old.
The son is 12 months. Okay, so she has this 1-year-old son around her new boyfriend, which is Mr. Russell. All right. So what are the people saying about that?
Okay, people are on the fence because they're trying to see is it too soon for Sierra to bring the child around Russell Wilson? Or people are saying that it shouldn't be no problem because Future did what he did, the being the situation that he is in now, so it shouldn't be no problem. And along with that, Future is also, you know, being out in the public saying that he doesn't want Russell Wilson around his son and things like that. Now, I'm one of the people that's on the fence about that. Because
On the fence.
Yeah.
Why?
I am on the fence about this whole situation. Now, because I'm just gonna say my piece, and I'm sure people is ready to get on this one. Given the man that Russell Wilson is, that's why I don't see the problem with it. But I do see a problem with it that Sierra is doing this too early, I think. Yeah, I'm gonna say too early.
Well, what's too early?
I think she should. Her and Fuchsia probably just broke up, probably about like what? I'm gonna say 5 months, but it's probably been shorter than that.
But let me ask you, they broke up 5 months. How long was that relationship bad before they officially broke up? You know what I'm saying?
Let me interject here.
Let me interject here. And I saw you today, and be transparent, we saw each other at Simple Wellness today, and I literally said to you, we're going to hold off on talking so we can have an authentic, real conversation on the air.
Right.
So, in the spirit of transparency, as I said, I'm going to name this show, I'm going to change the name from Total Empowerment to Get to Know Angela's Business, because I'm always telling y'all my business. I see you callers that's holding and want to chime in. I am going to get you in, but let me share a little bit right now.
Okay.
When I got divorced, when I got separated, okay, and this is no attack on my ex-husband, because as I said before, I definitely still love, respect, and appreciate that man for who he is, and not just him being a great father, just being a great man. So please, whether it's his family, listen, I don't care who it is, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. However, being married, it was over 9 years that we were married, okay? I have to say, that marriage was over way before year 9. So I don't know when, I got an idea. Okay, let's say around 2008, things started getting a little tough for us. But, you know, I was hopeful we want to work it out, we want to do this. Then 2010, you know, it was rekindled. And then, you know, it was kind of over like 2009, 2012. All right. I say all that to say, I just pointed out 4 years of what felt like miserable. You know, it felt miserable. Now, my mindset at that time, I'm a very loyal person, and I'm that type of person. Once you're in my circle, you are in my circle. It takes a lot to get out of it. So, and I think he's the same way. So we kept trying, and we kept trying, and we kept trying. So for 4 years, I woke up feeling like this ain't it. I mean, I literally remember saying, I'm one day closer to the love that I deserve. I was hoping that love came from him, you know, but I felt as if in a relationship I was unhappy. So I just pinpointed 4 years of that, right? So then when we separated, if there was someone that came, pretty much, if I had to get months that I remember, it was like in February, I moved out, and by April or May or so, it was somebody that was really digging me and giving me some attention and, you know, and just saying all the right stuff that I ain't hear in the last 4 or 5 years. And I literally felt, and I'm going to be very honest with you, in my mind, I felt like God has given me what I deserve. God has given me what I prayed for all this time. So all them years that I didn't feel like I was, you know, treated or respected or adored or whatever it is, all those years of being unhappy, I now have this person who wants to make me happy, who wants to give me the love that I deserve, and I've served my time, because it's not like we just broke up that y'all see. We are two separate houses, but nobody knew how unhappy I was for all those years in the past. So when I went ahead and started dating this person and introduced this person, you know, to my child, it was because I really had believed that finally, I'm getting the love that I deserve, because, hey, I done went through some hell these last couple of years that nobody knew how I was hurting inside. And so when people looked at me and said, it's so soon, it's this, it's that, I'm looking at them like, are you crazy? It's been years. You know what I'm saying? So for me, when somebody, and I remember I had people that really love and care about me say, well, do you think it's insane? And I'm looking at them like, no, why do I? First of all, I didn't decide that I wanted to be in the situation. You know what I'm saying? You know, ultimate decision of, hey, let's not be married, that didn't come out my mouth. So it's like, one, I didn't decide I wanted to be here. Two, I've been waiting to feel appreciated all this time. And three, and da-da-da, you know, whatever victim stuff I was feeling that moment, because you know it's a process. But whatever victim stuff I was feeling that moment, I felt like this person, it was my turn, and I deserved this spot. And regardless of how soon it was, I was miserable all this time. So now I'm supposed to wait longer until the society say, hey, it's been long enough. Now you can publicly have a mate. You know, so with that, with having that background knowledge and hearing that, that story for the first time, does that shed any light on the possibility of, yeah, they could have broke up 5 months ago, but she could have been hurting and pain and misery for years.
A
so
long
now you
time
have
ago.
This, yeah, so now you have this, to just paint the picture, this knight in shining armor come and just say, you know what, I want to do right by you. I want to care for you. I want to do. Well, she ain't had it in so long. So y'all counting months, that's y'all counting years. So with that being said, now can you look at it differently and say, well, maybe it's not too soon. I don't know what her story is. I don't know what she went through.
Right. Yes. Now looking at it like that, yes, because, you know, being a celebrity, they always got your stuff in the news. Your stuff is always out there. So when a divorce or something wrong happened, of course people was going to think, oh, man, it's so sudden. Like, we didn't even see this coming. Oh, my God. Because everything else is always in the news. So, they, you know, it kind of do put your blinders on when stuff has been happening, but they don't publicize that. You know what I mean? They don't publicize what they've been going through to make the breakup.
And we don't publicize it as
nope.
human beings. Though I didn't have cameras on me, nobody would have known what was going on because when I walked outside of the house, it was a united front. I don't care what we went through indoors. When we go outside, we're going to represent. You know, and so nobody would have known that. So on that note, I am going to take another call. We got three calls that's been holding. I'm going to take the one that's been holding the longest. But I am going to stand on the side of no, it has not been too soon. Let that baby have one more person in his life to love him. And, you know, I didn't read up on these people's characters, but I don't think this dude's trying to be his daddy. But with any human being, if you're in the midst of a child, usually, there's some type of love that they bring out of you. It's hard. As much as I say, I don't mess with nobody's kids. I got one child. I don't deal with nobody else's children. You know, I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I'm hugging and loving that baby because they're children, like Dorian said earlier, angels. You know, so with that being said, let me go ahead and bring in another caller, and let's see what they think about this subject. And, Ann, I know you have an appointment you have to get to the magic hands of being called for. Hang out with me just a little bit longer.
I'll let your boy, 443-630-1201.
Say it a little bit slower. People don't have pens in their hand. Calm down.
I'm sorry. That's 443-630-1201.
If you're looking for a great massage, Ed will definitely be the person for you. Tonight he's Ed Realness Holloway. Usually he's Ed Magic Hands. Nevertheless, just give Ed a call, 443-630-1201. All right, let's get this caller in. 1 second. I'm going to the caller whose number is starting with a 720, just because I know there's multiple callers on here. Let's see. Caller, thank you so much for holding. You're on the air with Angela and Ed at Total Empowerment. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to Ed, Sister Danielle. Hey, Ed.
Hey, sis. What's going on, baby?
Hey, Miss Danielle. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm great. What you think about this topic? Your brother on the fence.
Don't knock me out.
I am not on the fence.
Okay.
I don't know why he on the fence. But I agree with you because you're always unhappy and, you know, behind closed doors for years. For years, you know, and the public don't know. They don't live with you. They don't know everything. All they know is what you tell them and what they see. And in Sierra and Future's situation, first of all, Future need to shut his mouth. That's number one. Number two, because it's always the one that was hurt that get quiet and the one that was the hurter that start running, you know, saying things because now he's starting to be hurt. The channels are changing.
Now he's feeling stupid. Dad, I let something like that go.
Yes, the channels are changing. So he's starting to feel how she was feeling in the relationship. and now she's moved on. Let this lady move on, and now just embrace, you know, her new love. And now it's three people that this baby mm-hmm. has, that this little angel has in his life now to help, you know, nurture him and take care of him. You know, and I think yeah. that that's how a lot of confusion start in families because, you know, the father and the stepdaddy-to-be, between the two of them, or even with the females, is always one that don't like the other. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Or one that want to start confusion with the other. Why? Because it's not about you guys. It's about these kids being taken care of properly. And I'm
Word.
Sure that if he was not right, her baby, you know, from hearing about Sierra, not just with music, but just the type of person she is, and just looking at her, you can, if anybody is like I am, I can see it. She's not going to have anybody, mm-hmm. just know anybody around her child, you know, and I just think that relationship was over with before it started anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a disaster anyway. You know, but that's what happens when you're in the public eye.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
and I have children of my own. And I've been, you know, in relationships where, you know, oh, I'm so happy he's here. And then, let's say, you know, years down the line, you're unhappy. You know,
right.
but when that happiness and when you're finally blessed with that special person, male, female, whatever, like you said, your family, they only know what you have told them.
Right.
You
mm.
may have, mm. it may have been years before you started saying, you know what, I need to talk to somebody. We're having problems.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
behind closed doors, you've been going through this for a long time. You know
right.
what I mean? So when they do see somebody new come along, that's the first question. Don't you think, you know, moving too
Isn't
fast?
It too soon?
No, I'm not, because you only know what I told you.
Mm.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
But
like
I don't
said,
know why it
really,
on the fence.
But, Daniel, like I said, I really saw, you know, and I'm not with that person, you know, but, hey, but at that time, that experience, I really saw it to be a blessing. Because it was like,
exactly.
finally, I'm getting, you
but
know,
that
what
was just
I desire. Yeah, that
was
a season.
Yeah, that was just, he was only there for a season. That's all. He was only there to show you something and
yes.
move on.
Yep.
That's it. That, yeah, that's all he was for. But, you know, I think it reflects relationships with children involved. As adults, we got to start thinking better. We got to start
mm-hmm.
doing better, showing better, because
mm-hmm.
these children are watching.
Watching.
You know,
right.
and
yeah.
and like the young man said that was on before, they want you to guide them. They don't want to be standing in the streets unguided. They don't watch their back every 5 minutes. That's not what nobody wants that. It's human nature.
Mm.
You don't
mm-hmm.
want to, you know, have to watch your back every 5 minutes. They want somebody to come in and take over, you know, and show them the right way. So
mm-hmm.
I have a 14-year-old. I have a 20-year-old, you know, and I know where they are. 10 o'clock at night, I know where both of them are. I have an 11-year-old. I know where those boys are. And I don't have to call and say, are you okay, because they home where they're supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it starts at home. And like he said, he didn't have his parents, but he had people in his life, you know, that showed him,
mm-hmm.
you know, where to go. And if you don't have whoever's listening, you're in a community, grab these kids. I don't care who kids they are. Because the community needs to get involved. You really need to get involved
mm-hmm.
and clear these streets and get these kids back where they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, it's out of hand. It's getting out of hand. And
mm-hmm.
we really need to get involved, you know.
Yeah.
And I commend, I'm going to say this and then y'all can move on to the next caller. I commend that community that tracked down the guy that shot those three teenagers. Because
okay,
if it wasn't for them, he would still be doing whatever
be
he wanted to do. And that is an example of what we need to do now before these babies, before some more babies. It's a cycle.
It's a cycle.
It needs to stop. It needs to stop, you know, and it's not going to stop with just the police and the mayor. They can go, but only so far, just like we can. But we all need to meet somewhere, because these are our. This is our future. I don't want to deal with this type of future when I'm 70 years old. You know, if I make it to then, because if this is the type of future our babies are going to have, we all do.
We're not going to make it. Yeah, we're not going to make it.
We're not going. It's over with. You know, and I'm sure my household is just a handful. You know, in Baltimore City, of people knowing where their kids are, you know. And I kid you not, I was having a conversation with my son, with my 14-year-old, like a week ago. You know, he had, you know, their little twos or whatever, you know. And I said, look, if you want to go to your father's house, fine. I don't care, because I know where you are. And I know that I don't have to. I said, boy, it's parents on the news crying. You know, because they don't know where their babies are. Their baby just been shot at 3 o'clock in the morning. I know where you at. And not even 5 minutes after I said that, news came on, and that's when those three teens were shot.
We got to do better, y'all. We got to do better.
We got to do better. And stop pointing the finger at just the parents in the household, because now it's not just who's in the household. It's going to take the whole community to get this right.
It takes a village.
Word.
It takes a village.
Exactly.
Danielle, thank you so much. I'm going to put you back on mute so you can continue listening.
Thank
and we
you.
May come back to you depending on how the show goes, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much. I'm going to put you
thanks.
Back on mute.
Thanks, sis.
One
time.
Ed, I'm sorry, you gotta go. The show just getting started.
Yeah, it just started heating up.
It's just getting started. But you gotta do what you gotta do, right, man?
yeah, we gotta do what we gotta do on these streets.
Yes, sir. So tell them again how they can get in contact with you for any of their massage services.
Once again, if your body is hurting that much and you need to holler at your boy, you can always call at 443-630-1201, or you can call down at the shop, 410-483-9355. Either way, you can get in contact with me, and we can set something up, and I can get you on your way.
Thank you so much, Ed. We appreciate you. And if you're able to listen in, do so. If not, you can listen to the recording afterwards. Everybody can catch it after the show.
Word. Thank you for everybody for calling in and listening. Thank you.
The show's not over yet, y'all. We just got to let Ed go because he got some business to take care of. But everyone else, keep listening. Thanks, Ed. I'm going to go ahead and mute your call now so that you can hang up when you need to.
All right, cool. Thank you. Much love.
Much love. So I see there's actually two more callers that I want to touch base with. But I want to say this. I want to say that the one thing that works for me that I had to be mature enough to come to grips with, and it like the young lady Danielle said before, it's a cycle. Everything's a cycle. So if we are taking the time to choose our mate wisely, as much wisdom we can use, we can have in our early years. But we're making sound decisions and judgments, and it just happened not to work out, which is what happened a lot of times, then we've got to trust our judgment, people. We can't walk around bitter. We got to trust that the person we chose to have a child with, who we try to have a family with, is not a bad person, you know. And so it's a cycle. So if you trust that you made a sound decision, you know what, hey, this didn't work out between us, between him and I, but I know he's not a bad person, it just didn't work out, then after the breakup, you have to trust that person's judgment. That means that new person, male or female, they bring in their life, and, you know, in your child's life, you got to have a talk with yourself and say, you know what, I got to trust the judgment of this person, this individual. Now, I say that because, you know, we have a lot of times animosity breaks off because we have the mother, and we're just going to use mother, father. We have the mother who wants to intercept what the father's doing. And you have the father who, let's say, moved on and now introduced a new female figure in this child's life, and that mother feels like, hey, it don't happen unless I say it happened. You know, but if we get to the point where we kind of have a sit-down conversation with that father and we say, look, we're both dating. I got to trust that you're not going to bring someone around our child that you know is no good, that you know, knowingly know is just bad news or it's just a side piece or whatever, that you're going to use judgment with who you bring around our child and vice versa. Because at the end of the day, we are grown. And so what's not going to happen is I'm not going to call you every time I introduce so-and-so to our child. I'm going to need you to trust me a little bit more and know that if I introduce so-and-so to our child, then it must be okay, you know, and don't get me wrong, people can trick us and fool us, and sometimes we need second opinions and other judgment, but overall, generally speaking, sometimes as adults, we got to trust that the person that we laid down with, no matter how many years ago it was, is not necessarily a bad person. It's just that y'all didn't work, and there are some isolated cases where, yeah, you better keep your eye on that baby, but for the most part, I'm talking about just on average. You know, and when we do that, and, you know, eventually the two new male and female figures in that child's life will meet. You know, eventually I will meet the new friend. Eventually he will meet the new friend. It's just a matter of how it's done and on whose term it is. You know, we got to let go of the control sometimes. So that's my piece about it. Oh, Carl, I see you just dropped the call. I'm sorry, I was coming right to you. For the other caller that's waiting with a 412 area code, I will be right with you after this commercial.
Temple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, located at 519 North Charles Street in the historic area of Mount Vernon, Baltimore. We are your one-stop holistic beauty and pampering center, offering hair, nails, massage, skincare, a hair loss clinic located in a private area, and other beauty enhancement services. Call to schedule an appointment today, 410-483-9355. We are open 7 days a week and offer a variety of saving specials. Come in today to try one of our signature packages, such as a one-hour massage, a spa manicure and pedicure, or 120-minute detox package. Packages start as low as $120. Call 410-483-9355 to book your appointment. Our website is dayspasw.com. We look forward to servicing you at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa.
All right, and we're back. And those packages, we got one as low as $105 now. So check us out, check us out, check us out. Okay, let's go to this caller, area code starting with 412. Give me 1 second. Caller, you're live on the air. We got a hot topic going on. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Zerika.
Oh, Ms. Zerika, Ms. Zerika, Ms. Zerika, how are you?
I'm doing great, Ms. Angela. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. If you all have been following Total Empowerment every month, Zerika was actually the guest co-host last month. She's also the manager of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa. And so, Zerika, we welcome you back. Tell us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Take? What's your input?
You know, I've been listening to everyone talk, and they've been mentioning about themselves and when they believe it'll be okay to introduce themselves to a child. One, I'm okay with, you know, before it gets too serious, introducing a person to your child, which is a lot different from 3 years ago where I was at. I used to be like, no, can't nobody meet my baby. That's my baby. I'm a raiser. However, maturity and growth and, you know, learning more about myself and how things really work, I realized that I can't expect a healthy relationship if I'm hiding my child away from that person because I need to know how they'll interact before I delve in too deep. But as I've been thinking, because I knew about this topic before the show started, I've been thinking all day, and the one thing that's been on my mind is something my mom said to me when I was a teenager. Because I was the kid who, every time she introduced me to someone, I had an attitude. You ain't my daddy, whatever. My mom was married for 10-plus years, then they got a divorce, and then now I got to meet these new men. My mom one day, because I had an attitude, she introduced me to someone. She looked at me. She was driving. She looked at me through the rearview mirror and said, when am I going to let her be loved? And I might not have understood it as much as I do now, but I remember thinking on it. And when I think about it today, I think that's a very valid question. I think a lot of times when your kids are growing up, all they see you do is date. You know, all they see, if you're not in a relationship or if you're not married to someone, they see you date. All they know is that you're just dating. I don't think anybody, I mean, well, there are probably people out there, most people don't take the time to tell their kids what they're doing. And what I mean by that is, you are dating because you are a woman or you are a man, and you have a life outside of your children. You are going to have a life outside of your children when they grow up and leave your house. You deserve to have someone be there with you, and you shouldn't have to wait until your children are grown, because even when your children are grown, they're still going to meet that person. So you need to teach your children that the process of dating, the process of getting to know someone, process of it may not work out. What do you do then? Talk to your children. I think that that's the biggest thing for me in dating and co-parenting and introducing someone new to your child, is that not only do you need to talk to the parents together, you know, discuss the details of how y'all feel about it, but learn to talk to your child. My daughter's 5, yet if I'm interested in someone, I can't hide it from her because me and my daughter are so close. I might not go into all the greatest details in the world, but I do say, hey, yes, that is someone I speak to. That's as far as a 5-year-old needs to know at this moment. That's how I feel. But I'm not going to say, nobody, that's nobody. You know, obviously it's someone. Am I going to teach her that I'm lying to her and keeping stuff from her, or am I going to be open and honest with her and let her take the journey with me? I guess that's my view on it.
Well, what a delightful view that is. You know what, Zach? I've been around the 3 years, you said, which is quite different for 3 years. I definitely understand and see growth, you know, whether it's my opinion or, you know, whether it's my place to judge good or bad growth, it was growth. And I remember a time when it was, you know, I thought that your child might have met the person walking down the aisle because there was nobody was going to meet your child. But, you know, as parents, that's what we do. We want to protect our babies. We want to, you know, just make sure we harm, just hold them and shield them from the harm out there. And so, you know, sometimes we go a little far and we can be extremists. You know, because in this case, in this situation for me personally, I still want to protect my child. But what I don't want to do is have those heartstrings attached to where I'm not seeing it for what it really is. Like, if my child asks you a question, you're like, what? What'd you say? Like, you know, talk with sugar in your voice. You know, I often tell Kendall, if you were a fruit, what fruit would you be? You know, it's kind of make you think about that sweetness of a grape, a juicy grape or something, or a juicy mango, or would you be that sour lemon? You know, so when you talk, which fruit would your words be? Would they be a lemon or would they be a grape? You know, so you want to make sure that that person you invite talks with compassion, talks with understanding, has that patience, not really always irritated and upset, you know, because kids want something. You know, so for me, that's part of the dating process. And if I'm in too deep, I'm like, oh, he's just kidding. You know, hey, we can all deny it, and we all love our child, but at the end of the day, we all know love is a powerful drug. So I'm actually going to bring – Zerka, do you have anywhere else to go?
No, I don't have anywhere else to go. I just had another thought, but I'll let you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you can hang out with us a little longer if you like.
Okay,
but what was your other thought?
My other thought was, you know, I think someone else said it earlier, but I'm not sure, is that in you know, your child presenting the attitude towards the person, it's almost in a way that sometimes your child is dating the person just as much as you are. So they have to learn how to interact with each other, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that's important to give them that chance.
This thing is tough. You know, I often tell people the name Simple Wellness came from the concept of being well is simple, and often we make it tough. You know, at one point, I think parenting was considered more simpler than what it is now. And I think as a society, we've made it much harder. It's always been a hard job. Don't get me wrong. I'm not lessening the art and skill of parenting and saying people back in the day. But we've made it harder with, for instance, both Ed and I were saying how, you know, a child says something to you and you give an explanation now, whereas before it was because I said so. Now, it was easier to say because I said so. The child might not have benefited from it. The child might not have learned from that. But we made it hard by making that adjustment. You know, one of the sentences I put in the write-up today says, statistically, blended families, single-parent homes, same-sex parenting, and outside distractions such as the internet and, you know, cable and TV on all 24 hours a day, are at an all-time high. Does those changes of today, those societal changes of today, mean that we as a community must modify our teachings, lessen our expectations, or allow a lack in manner? Now, when I wrote that up, you know, I was thinking like, no, you shouldn't change just because society is changing. But if you be honest, we have, and we have to. You know, if you look at it from the standpoint of blended families, something we're talking about now, we didn't have to have these conversations of when to introduce so-and-so and when to do this and when to do that. Blended families weren't as big of a deal as it is now. Now it's so much a big deal that it's like part of, if you ever dated online, they ask you, do you have any kids? You know, it's just like, are you looking for someone else that has kids? This is a question that you start off with, like, okay, what is your situation? How many kids will we have total? You know, then you look at the single-parent home, you know, and then you look at the same-sex parenting. You know, I was teaching Kendall about homosexuality in kindergarten because one of her closest friends, you know, had two parents of the same sex. And so this is the situation that she was in kindergarten, but as her mother, I had to say, you know what, and give her my beliefs on it and teach her, you know, what may look different and you still respect and love. And whatever the situation, whatever the, you know, your take is on a parent, the point is things are different now. The point is I remember when the TV cut off Flatline, beep, the Star Spangled Banner came on and then the Flatline came on. The TV was off. Now, fall asleep, and Kendall can watch TV if she chose to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because there's something on. There's a channel for her on, you know, and it's to the point where it's much harder to kind of tighten up on those distractions. So, you know, parenting is no easy job. So if you have good people who want to be involved in your child's life and they're truly good people, I look at it as one more person to love that child, one more person to give positive influence, you know. And for me, though it is, sometimes it's a little, you know, it's a little hard. Sometimes you didn't always want the blended family or you didn't always want the situation the way it is and now it's that way. You may have to take a step back and reassure yourself, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. So let's bring Dorian in and see if he's interested in speaking with us as well. I believe this is still Dorian. Is this Dorian?
Yes.
Yes.
What's
going on? What do you think about the rest of the show so far?
Oh, yeah, it's great. I was just listening and taking in. And, you know, me, young man, with such an old spirit.
Yes, you are, sir. Yes, you are.
I think everything you were saying was great. I think everyone that called in made some great points. I think we all were saying the same thing in different ways based off our level of perception.
Zach, do you have a question for Dorian? Dorian is a a father of one daughter, who, what, can I say joint custody or shared custody? The bottom line is he's involved in his daughter's life. Any
we have, actually, you hit it right on the nail. It's a combination of both. When you go through the court system, you could get shared joint custody, which includes both the responsibilities of the child and the physical aspect of the child, because they're two different things. A lot of people don't know that. So I have the responsibility of being able to split all financial, education, and religion responsibilities for my daughter, along with having to get her a certain time of the year, days, months, hours, everything.
Would you consider yourself a single father? Is that also called a single father?
Yeah, when I have her.
Okay. You know, I was just wondering, because I find myself, Zach, I want you to chime in at any time, but I find myself cautious to say that I'm a single parent. Because to me, when you say that you're a single parent, to me it means that the other parent is not involved. So I find myself saying I'm the primary parent because I have her more days out the week than her father does. But to lessen his effort and input in her life, to me, saying single parent does that. So I'll say, you know, I'm the primary parent, but her father's very much involved. We have a system or a structure where on a weekly basis, Kendall's with her dad. So to take that away and just make it like I'm just a superwoman and it's not a shared responsibility, I may, you know, the weight may be a little bit more on me, but the bottom line is it's shared. Whether it may not be 50-50, whether it's 40-60, whatever the numbers are, it's shared.
Right,
so I feel like
right.
I'm taking that away when I say I'm a single mother. So I rarely say that. I usually say I'm the primary mother, or, you know, I'm pretty much when she's with me, it's just me. You know, I find I'm very cautious on how I word that.
Now I could be wrong. I thought that single part was based off of your marital status.
Okay, but I didn't know that. That's what it is?
Because that's what I got from it. I'm not sure.
Okay,
well, that's what I've always
taken as. Okay. Huh? Zarka, if you could repeat yourself, we didn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying that's what I was always took it as a single parent. It refers to your relationship status. You know,
okay.
I am single, you know.
Okay, I understand now.
I can understand the single parent part, though, by what you're saying, and I think the one who feels like there is a balance of who does either 50-50 or 80-20 or 60-40 and things like that, and I found that you do have to learn that the other parent, even if you are the primary or if you want to call it secondary or primary parent, you have to recognize sometimes that other parent may be doing the best that they can at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would help you with realizing that it doesn't make them less of a parent if they're not doing as much as you. And even if, you know, because we are talking about bringing other people into the picture, even if they are doing less and you bring someone into the picture, doesn't mean that you're replacing them either. You know, I think that, you know, it doesn't mean that person has to step up because they may be doing it to the best of their ability. I just think that it goes back to what Danielle was saying, that community feel. The more people you have to love that child, the better off that child will be. If you're giving 80, that person is giving, the other parent's giving 20, this next person might give 40. We're just getting more for that child. You know, and I think that's something I value more now as I see, you know, my child grow up.
Mhm. And, you know, half the time, y'all let me know if y'all agree, half the time the bitterness has nothing to do with that child. That bitterness is because so-and-so still want to be with him and he's mad that you moved on and that child gets caught up in that nonsense. You know, and so I don't follow celebrity news that often. And Danielle, you're still on hold. We're probably going to come back to you, get your input on this. But I don't follow celebrity news that much to know detail of this situation. But I do know if both parties have moved on and both parties have learned the lesson, because there's always a lesson to be learned on both sides, if both parties have learned the lesson that they're supposed to get from whatever season of a relationship they were in with the other person, then you usually don't have that much bitterness about this new person coming in. You can usually look at it for what it is and say, you know what? This was something we made a beautiful child together. It didn't work out. But like I said before, I trust that that person that I once felt, you know, I once felt deep enough to lay down and have a child with, for whatever, it's over now. And I've learned this, and I'm happy, and I hope that she finds happiness or he finds happiness, and we both move on. If you can do that, usually that new person that come in doesn't catch that, what you doing around, don't push the stroller, don't hug my baby, da-da-da. You don't get all that because you're not Mr. Angry Man at that point. At that point, you're saying, you know what, if that man can make her happy and do the job that I didn't do, at the end of the day, I just want her happy. And I know for me personally, you know, that's where I'm at. It's like, I just want to see you happy. You are the parent of my child. So if you're miserable, that misery is going to overflow into my child's world, whether it's from a financial standpoint, whether it's from just self-esteem, whatever it is. If you're not totally whole, if you're not the right person, you're not in your right mind, then 9 times out of 10, my child's not getting the full benefit of their parent. So I know if you're happy, you're successful, you're at one with yourself, and you attract someone like-minded like that, then it's a win-win for my baby. And if I'm happy and I'm good, I'm going to attract someone like that too, and she got another win-win. You know, so a lot of times, the futures, I guess, of the world has to take time and just sit with themselves, you know. So, Zach, I'm going to put you on mute for a minute, and I'm going to get Danielle's input and see if Danielle has anything to say to Dorian. And, Dorian, before I transfer over to Danielle, do you have a service or a business or anything that you want people to know about? I know you do some boxing. I don't know if you want people to know how good them hands are.
Yeah. I have a couple. As you know, I box at Umar Boxing, which is the slogan is No Hooks Before Books, in which I'm like the standard for that. You know, not many boxers are educated, so I am with two degrees, working on the third. So I guess you could say I epitomize the No Hooks Before Books slogan. And then I actually have this nonprofit who's a sponsor for me in my boxing career, who I'm doing some motivational speaker for, called Costita Cast. And basically, I'm just in the process of building a circuit for myself to speak, and I'm starting with high school students. I actually gave a speech today at my alma mater, Patterson High School, where I came in and spoke to some student athletes. And that's pretty much what I'm doing. I feel like I have an advantage of, when it comes to the inner city children of Baltimore, that I'm from their same communities. I'm still young, and I guess you would say I'm book smart and street smart, where you can, it's not often that you'll see your teacher walking down Monument Street or Pennsylvania Avenue or somewhere like that, and they could be looking like, what is he doing here? Like, not knowing my grandmother might live right there, you know what I mean? And kids see that, and then I sit with the kids, and I know their aunts and their mothers and their sisters. So then if they don't listen to me in the classroom, they'll listen to me in the streets.
Mhm. When I tell y'all, you know, it's what you focus on grows. And when I tell you, I focus on good, I focus on people doing good things. And I've known Dorian now, I guess it's been about a year, Dorian. Yeah, it's definitely been over a year. But this is a good man right here, y'all. He's doing what he has to do. He's a good example to the youth in our community. You know, his boxing career doesn't allow him to lay back and eat cheeseburgers with me, but we're going to work on that. I'm just saying, what do you mean? What, you can't eat what? So, yeah, but Dorian, I just want to publicly say it's been great, you know, just having you as a friend for this last, I guess, year or two that it's been. Keep doing what you're doing. I was actually in the meeting with Marvin yesterday at Umar Boxing, and I just see your light shining. I just see your light shining. So keep doing what you're doing, and let's see if Miss Danielle has any words of wisdom or questions for you. So I'm going to keep you on the line, Dorian, and I'm going to bring Danielle up.
Okay.
Miss Danielle, are you still with us?
Even though my little 3-year old had me hang up,
that's what I hung up on. Oh no! Well,
no,
I thought you were still on hold. Okay, I thought you were still on hold with us, and Dorian is on the line with us, and I just wanted to get an opportunity for you all to say hello and see if you had any questions for him or any input in the last part of the segment that we spoke about.
Well, I don't have any questions for Dorian, but I do say that I believe, but I commend you, especially being a father of a young lady that she will be. And I just want you to just keep going positively. And any young ear you can get into, just do it. If it's put on your heart to tell them, tell them. You know, if it's put on your heart to, you know, guide them into a direction that you know you've been guided into, guide them. Just guide them. And don't let God put it in your spirit and you ignore it. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep guiding these kids. You know, and I appreciate you, and thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you.
So, thank you so much. Go ahead, Danielle. You have something else?
No, that was me.
I just wanted to go back just real briefly, real quick, about the single parenting thing, because I'm in that, and I do know that the single parenting and within the, you know, local state, federal government, that means that you're not married. Because
okay,
I'm married now. I've been married for about, oh my God, I hope he ain't listening because I gave him the number. 8 years now, I'm sorry. It's been 8 years now. And one of my children, my 14-year-old actually, Jordan, he's well, he was IEP. He tested out our IEP because we work at home. I'm a stern parent, but I'm fair. And I'm fair and stern because I don't want them to go out in the streets and confide in somebody else. It's no good for them. You know, whether it's good or bad, I need to know so that I can help you. I might not agree, be upset, but they know that they can come to me. So he was IEP. He's just been accepted to Coppin Academy through the athletic department and for robotics. And they sent us to Social Security. The school did. The school system did. And my husband is considered his legal guardian. And his father is in his life, but his father is not in our household. So what he gets from his father is to the government a bonus. But, you know, but my husband's income is what they need because we're all in the same household. So when your kids, if they need any type of benefits or help, if it's another person, another adult, whether it's male or female, that's who's, in their eyes, the legal guardian. Because they're the ones that's in the house, and their income is the ones that they're going to use. They're not going to use daddy's income if he's not in the home, or mommy's if they're not in the home. So single is just pertaining to the marriage, whether you're married or not. That's all.
Understood.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had thank you, Danielle. Continue listening to us. So I had someone just text. They said, it's after 8 o'clock. How long is the show? Total Empowerment has a two-hour window. But what I do every Thursday is I am one that allow the spirit to lead if I sound like an old folk, because I am. So in allowing the spirit to lead, if we're having a great conversation, I may go longer, closer to 9 o'clock, and some days I finish up closer to 8. So just enjoy the show. If you got to go, you can catch the recap by going online to http. Backslash, backslash, semicolon, backslash, backslash, TOBTR. That's the letters T as in Tom, O, B as in boy, T as in Tom, R as in Robert.com /783-0233. Yes, Total Empowerment has a 2-hour window. So, Dorian, we are about to finish up. I just want to bring Zerika back in after this commercial so we can have some closing remarks. That sound good to you?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
Welcome to the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and your soul. Every Monday, it is Totally Whole with Pastors Bridget and Pastor Cook. Every Tuesday, it is the Old School Mix with the world-famous DJ Davey D playing the hottest old school R&B, hip-hop, and reggae mixes around. Every Thursday, there's something new just for you. The first Thursday of the month opens with Total Empowerment with Angela Hardy of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa. The second Thursday of the month is Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey talking about relationships. Get your relationship questions answered with One Love, One Connection, One Us. The third Thursday of the month is Reverend Jamel Gilliam with The Man Show. It's time to man up with the brother himself, Reverend Jamel, on The Sacred Masculine. Every fourth Thursday of the month, it is The Inner Consciousness with Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. It is the self-help show. And just for you, we have a special. On the fifth Thursdays of the month, we have Arlene Cahet coming back with Healing Paradigms, and she's going to offer you all the healing that you need. On Sundays, we have Updraft with the delightful Deletta Gillespie. You won't want to miss an hour or a minute or a day on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul.
And we're back, we're back, we're back. We're going to let the remaining callers and guest co-hosts just say a closing remark to this subject. This has been a great topic. I mean, it started out with parenting. There's no rule book, but we do have our opinions. And I think we've given a strong representation of what our opinions are as just parents in general. We've touched on the future of Sierra situation. We've went into the community raising of the children and the issues that we see. We've done a lot in this subject, on this subject. So, as always, I look forward to us speaking again the first Thursday of every month. Next month, we'll be talking about morality and moral expectations in the workplace. That's a hot topic, y'all. Y'all don't want to miss that. So let's hear what Zerika and Dorian has to say on their way out, and then we'll touch base with the closing information. Let's see. Ms. Zerika.
Yes, ma'am.
What would you like to close out with today?
I guess what I would have to say is at the end of the day, know yourself and know your child. You know, hopefully you know what type of person you are looking for so that when they come along, you already know whether or not it will be worth the time of day for you, and then you'll know whether or not it's worth the time of day for your child as well. And as always,
thank you,
you can catch me at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, 519 North Charles Street. My cell phone number is 412-251-2129. Again, that's 412-251-2129. We will take care of all of your needs.
Thank you, Ms. Zerika. That girl bad, y'all. I ain't even have to probe her. I ain't asked for nothing. She gave you the number. She said to take care of all your needs. Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, where finally it's all about you. Zerika, thank you for being a special guest with us tonight. I'm going to put you back on mute so you can hear the end of the show, but we do appreciate you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night. Dorian.
Yes.
Thank you for hanging out and representing the men tonight. Ed did the first half, you did the second half. And what would you like your closing remarks to be?
I would like my closing remarks to be to just say that for all the parents out there, you have children and you feel like they need a role model, that send them my way. I'm not scared to be a representation of what a child of supposed to be like, no matter what if it is. I feel like role model. So I take that mantle somewhere like they do the electric torch. I be the Moses, you know. I take my people to the promised land. And also, I'm about to turn pro very soon. So be lookout for me for any local fights. Yeah, I met with my team Tuesday night, and I should be turning pro very, very soon, like very soon.
Jordan, do you have a boxer name, or do you just go by Jordan? Like, can we give you a name, Golden Gloves or something? I don't know how.
No, I got like 7 names in the making that none of them I have given myself, so I don't even talk about them. I have one is
Dwayne
Mayhem.
Seven.
They call me Mayhem. That's one that I heard so far. So I don't know. I'm not really into the names. I'm more so into the mission.
Oh, I like that. I ain't into the names. I'm more so into the mission. Well, I'm into both. So call me offline and let's pick that name out together. I want to be a part of that. Sound like fun.
No problem. No problem.
So Dorian offering his mentorship program to anyone that needs to reach out to him. Is it okay to give your cell phone number out?
Yeah. 443-325-3526.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said it because I was going for 388 numbers, so my apologies. Give that number again.
It's 443-325-3526.
All right, if anyone needs a little assistance with their son, their nephew, their grandson, and just think another strong male figure may be very helpful, reach out to Dorian. Dorian, thank you so much. I enjoyed talking to you live on the air on Total Empowerment tonight.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put you back on mute so you can listen in. So, as always, it's been a great show. As I always say, you guys just nosy. Y'all just be hearing and learning stuff about me, all in my business. But I love it. I enjoy what I do. I thank y'all for listening. If you know someone that would enjoy the show, passing on that link I said earlier, is all they have to do. Go on Facebook. You can friend me on Facebook under Angela Beard Hardy, that's B-E-A-R-D-H-A-R-D-Y. Check out my YouTube channel, which is The Angela Faith Beard Hardy. And check out Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, where finally it's all about you. We offer nails, hair, massage, skincare, detox. I'm a natural hair care educator. And we also have an on-site private hair loss clinic called Hair Amore. So as you can see, we want to be your one-stop shop for beauty. So you guys give us a call at 410-483-9355. That's 410-483-WELL, DaveW.com. You've been listening to Total Empowerment Talk Radio, where beauty is enhanced both inside and out. I am Angela Hardy saying love yourself, let go, and let God, and please, stay out of your own way. Life is good, y'all. Take care and have fun creating the life you deserve.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule only. Around, if you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making, big moves. See if love found me, it can surely find you. See it. If you feel good, then go on the show.